This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Alhamdulillah, we have entered into our first weekend of Ramadan. I'm hoping and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for those of us that might have been slightly busy during the weekday, we're able to maybe get some rest inshallah and get in some ibadah and worship, extra ibadah and worship during the weekend inshallah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings, His ease and His protection. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Brothers and sisters, there's a hadith. And I shared this hadith earlier. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in instructing us about Ramadan, mentions that we should lighten the burden of the person that works for us. In other words, if you have a laborer, you should ease their burden, lighten their load during the month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, this is crucial, but this is not just about lightening the load of, lightening the load of someone that works for you. We should also look into lightening the load of the people that we live with. Right? We all share certain responsibilities at home. And some of us may do certain things and some of us may do other things. This is what I really want to share today, is that let us, all of us, look around our own household, our own family members, and see what is it that I can do to lighten the load of a family member. If it happens to be your spouse, if it happens to be your parent, if it happens to be your child, if it happens to be a sibling, whoever it is, right? Let's lighten the load for them. Let's do things, right? Some of us have maybe a little bit of extra time on the weekends. Some of us may have a little bit of extra time in the evenings or the mornings. Different people are on different schedules. We can't just simply say, well, I'm doing my part and I'm not gonna. No, we are all in this month of Ramadan together. And so when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us to lighten the load, in those exact words as translated, it's not just about someone that works for us. Think about it, right? And at the very least, be kind to people, right? What kind of a fast are we doing if we can't be kind to those around us, if we can't be caring to those around us? Right, we choose to fast the month of Ramadan, we choose to fast during the days, but some of us, all we're doing is refraining from eating and drinking. Other than that, there's really no quality to our fast. We're still spending hours, or maybe not hours, but we're spending, wasting time on social media, we're wasting time listening to things that we shouldn't be listening, we're wasting time seeing things we shouldn't be seeing. That's not what Ramadan is about. What's the quality of our fast, if that happens to be the case, right? What's the quality of our fast? And so let us truly make our fast meaningful. And in addition to that, one other thing that I want to share that I mentioned in the khutbah was that we want to make our fast special, in the sense that we want to do something, right? We expect grand results from Allah in Ramadan, yet we won't do grand things, right? And when I say doing grand things, it's very easy at times to worship Allah. Like you tell someone to pray tahajjud or pray this salah or pray this Quran, easy. Yet, we're not so quick to forgive people, right? If someone has done something wrong, this is the time to forgive them. Like right now, in this moment, right? Contemplate and say, I forgive that individual. And if you forgive them, let them know. If someone has a haq on you, a right on you, and you happen to be in a position to forgive them and let them know. If someone owes you money and you have intended that you're not going to take it back from them, yet for some odd, weird reason, you're waiting until they reach out to you to pay you back and then tell them, no. Be kind, be merciful, go out of your way. Sometimes, it's so much harder to not do things, things that we're supposed to not do, refrain from. So if there's someone that owes you money, forgive them if you can. I'm not saying that you have to, but if you happen to be, and let them know, Right? Do some big things. Right? Do some big things this Ramadan for those closest to you. And then expect grand results from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make this month count. Let us make these days and nights count. May Allah bless and reward us all. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khairan. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala.